Chronic lifestyle-related diseases caused by excessive fast food consumption and lack of exercise now account for an estimated 60% of deaths in developing countries. That's a public health toll greater than that of parasitic diseases, which are also a leading cause of illness and death in the poorest countries. If nothing is done to stop the trend, experts say that by 2015, 41 million people around the world will succumb each year to conditions such as diabetes and heart disease, with half of the victims younger than 70 years of age. The U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute is helping to establish chronic disease centers in 11 countries, including India, China, Guatemala, Kenya, South Africa, Tanzania, Tunisia, and the U.S.-Mexico border. The center's mission will be to educate people about chronic illnesses and to help treat patients. Richard Smith, director of the United Health Chronic Disease Initiative in London, which is partnering with the U.S. Health Institute, says there's been a steady increase in chronic illnesses in developing countries as people move to cities and adopt Western lifestyles.
And now these diseases are by far and away the biggest killers in all countries, really, apart from sub-Saharan Africa, and even soon in sub-Saharan Africa, they will be the major killers.
Smith says the World Health Organization has attempted to coordinate a response to the problems of chronic illnesses. But he says most of the money earmarked by donor countries for chronic disease programs has gone toward fighting infectious disease.
But we need to begin to respond to the problem of chronic disease. And really, this collaboration that we have with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute is really one of the first programs where, you know, serious amounts of resources have been put into beginning to develop programs to try and, at the very least, slow down this pandemic and preferably begin to turn it around.
Smith says the new centers will conduct clinical trials of drugs to treat chronic illness. Elizabeth Nabel, director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, says the centers are being established at hospitals, academic centers, and universities.
They will be developing surveillance and prevention measures to monitor chronic disease situations in their country. And so it's most appropriate as they develop these methods to work closely with the Ministry of Health in their country to achieve public health measures.
The U.S. National Institutes of Health is providing $26 million in startup money for the five-year program, which was announced this week in the medical journal The Lancet. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.